Hi, I'm Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter, and welcome to No BS Job Search Advice Radio. Yay! So today is a relatively brief show, and it relates to a mistake many job hunters make way too often that proves deadly. And it's what I call crossing the line. I'll explain it in the show, but I just simply want to say, if you find this helpful, if you realize you've made this mistake, this is a wake-up call for you, a reminder, so that you don't make it in the future. And if you think others could be helped by it, share the show. Give it a great rating in iTunes, Stitcher, or TuneIn. This is going to help other people discover the show and get my message out. So hope you find it helpful, and let's get going. And I want to spend a little time cautioning you today about crossing the line on your interviews. And I'm reminded of this by something that happened on an interview that I arranged yesterday. I had this guy interviewing with a client of mine. Fourth interview. He's on the home stretch. They love his background. Last interview was told him, you're the only person I've spoken with who's qualified to do this job. He's having a great interview. They're yucking it up. They're having a great time with one another. The interviewer asks him a question to answer, and he says, I'll show it to you on the whiteboard when we meet. Ding, 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 ding. Answer the question. You know, you're having a good time with someone, but you have to remember they're there to evaluate and assess you. And they interpreted that answer as not being willing to answer the question. He's rejected. This person who is the only person under consideration for this role, the obvious front runner, no one else is being considered, and he blew it. He also got a little too friendly with his language at particular times, using a profanity or two in the course of answering the question. Now, that's what I'm told. I don't know if that's true or not. So when all is said and done, there's a line you can't cross. At any point when they ask you a question, you have to answer it. You can't put it off because you're feeling so friendly with the interviewer that you lose track of the fact that they're not your friend. They're there to evaluate and assess you. They're there to make a determination as to whether you're qualified for the job. And when all is said and done, as much as they may like you personally, you got to show that you can do the job. So caveat emptor, don't cross the line. So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you did, come over to jobsearchcoachinghq.com. That's my site with curated information that I've developed and other people have developed that's going to help you find work more quickly because you're not going to make dumb mistakes. You know what I mean? You know, the stuff that happens throughout your search through ignorance. Plus, you're also able to ask me questions and avoid headaches that are going to become costly later on. The kinds of things that cost you job offers and result in you getting a lower salary offer. So again, that's jobsearchcoachinghq.com. Now, this show comes on daily. Monday through Monday, every day of the week, I provide you with advice to help you with your search. I hope you find it helpful. I hope you give it 5 stars in iTunes. And with that, see you tomorrow.